Welcome to the One Life, One You podcast. One Life, One You podcast, episode 35. I'm in my car because I recorded this podcast yesterday and it didn't save. So, gotta do it over. This episode will be quick, very short. I just wanted to announce again for some people who haven't heard that I'm closing down the studio space that I work out of at the end of the month. For a lot of people, it was a surprise and kind of a shock. For me, just know that it wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't a out of nowhere thing. It's something that's been planned for a very long time. I just got the okay and approval to do it recently. So that's where we're at. When I first started making the One Life, One You fitness training app, this was always the end goal of taking the physical space and moving strictly online. That was always the process and the next step forward for me and for One Life, One You Fitness. To kind of give a takeaway for anyone and everyone listening or watching, it's my advice is to go for whatever you're passionate for. 4 years ago, I started training people in playgrounds and parks to my dining room to LA Fitness to turning down a job in LA Fitness to do my own thing. We were in a small studio space in a refurbished school building to the warehouse that we're in now. And it's all because I decided to kind of go. I could have easily taken a job. I could have easily taken the LA Fitness job, which is pretty nice. It's a nice gym. But I wanted to do things on my own and to bet on myself to either sink or swim. I know a lot of people are in that place to where they know what they want to do. They know what they're passionate about. They know they want to take their hobby and take it the next step forward. But they don't do it. You're at a time where doing it is probably the easiest with the internet, with your phone. It's so easy to have access to other like-minded people that regret is going to end up being your biggest failure. Why in 60 years or 70 years you look back on and you'll go, I should have took that chance. I should have wrote that book. I should have did this movie or music or podcast or show or YouTube or whatever it is that you want to do. You should do it now. It's hard being on your own. It's tough. But if you choose to do it, my recommendation is to look at your life now. See where you can make tweaks to maybe live a little more humbly. Because over the last 4 years, that's what I did and that's what we did. You know, maybe not take as many vacations, maybe not upgrade the new iPhone, maybe not buy the expensive coffee every day, maybe not buy the new pair of sneakers, because you're doing what you want and you gotta make sacrifices to do what you want every day. I'll take the life I've lived over the last 4 years versus having the newest iPhone. I'll take the life that I've lived over the last 4 years versus going on that extra vacation, because a lot of people are working 9-to-5 jobs or 10-to-6 jobs, don't really like it, but they do it for the vacation days, they do it for the raises and the promotions, and they do it to live for the weekend. I've been living every day, enjoying every single day, and that's my advice. Go for it. Whatever it is you want to do, if it's making something or speaking on something or video something or creating something, go. You can definitely find a way. There's tweaks, there's ways to work around. I've been getting into talking to people saying that, yes, maybe you have to work the 9-to-5, but what you do from 6 to 10 at night can lead to something even bigger. You have to make the sacrifices to do it. So for now, we'll end the podcast here. I wanted to make it short and quick. Yes, the studio is closing. No, it's not anything bad. Yes, it's been planned. no, I'm not leaving health and fitness. Just the platform is changing. We're going from in person to online and in the app. I'm still available. I'm still going to be ranting on health and fitness on social media, whatever platform that is. Nothing really changes except the one thing, but the workouts are still the same. Me telling you to eat healthy and eat your vegetables and drink water and to work out 5 times a week is all going to be the same, just the platform. Thanks for sticking with me. Whether or not you came to the door one time or 100 times, I thank you. And over the next couple podcasts and videos, I'll talk about the ups and downs of being an entrepreneur for the last 4.5 years. Lessons learned, the growth, the success, the failures, and just telling stories about what's happened over the last 4 years. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Nick Sherman, One Life, One You. And if you're looking for help with your diet, nutrition, fitness, check out onelifeoneyoufitness.com. One-on-one health and fitness coaching, workouts sent right to your phone, diet help, nutrition guidance, accountability, motivation, and everything else you need to reach your health and fitness goals. Again, onelifeoneyoufitness.com.